kind of difference.
This, I guess this is where your parents slept. Do you call that
the... No, well, I put down the master bedroom. They just really call it the bedroom. Mm-hmm. We never call rooms by any, you know, bedrooms by any kind of name except bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And these places at the front of the house and at the back?
Well, now, the front porch was the looked over the hill. And the back porch was really a, not a back porch, more of a patio. That's what we always call it, a patio. And it was, my dad built it himself. It was a, what he did, he brought in sand. We dug out the area in front of the house and brought in a bunch of sand and then got concrete blocks, solid concrete blocks, and placed them in the sand with little spaces between the blocks so the sand could settle. And, you know, built a form for it so the sand wouldn't slide out. And that's where we always sat summer evenings and drank Cokes, whatever.
And this area of right around the bedrooms, you have a, between the rooms,
Hallway.
Yeah.
That was it was a very short hallway. We had electric heat, and there were floor heaters. We had two floor heaters. One was in the one of the heaters was in that hallway there, and then there was another heater that was in the. There's one thing I forgot to put on there. That we had a kind of an alcove between the den and the living room. There was a little alcove. As a matter of fact, I left a room out on the house. You better let me have that.
There you go.
I had to put it to the second. Because there was a... There's a room right here. And I don't even know what we'd call it. It's just a general catch-all room. And you wouldn't call it... I don't think we ever call it a junk room, but kind of a, you know, where you throw odds and ends. And I'll just put junk room for one
okay.
Anything else. And then here, I'll put alcove. Because it wasn't really a room, it was just a, and it wasn't a hallway either. It was just an area where we didn't keep anything but a rug in the front door, which was right there. I don't know as much about, but my parents bought that house in 1950. They were married in 1950. No, they bought it in 50 because they moved to Chattanooga in 50. And I was born in 53, so they had to be there by 50 or 51. And been there ever since. It's a funny thing. When they bought the house, the note, as a matter of fact, they just finished paying the note off. They bought the house for about $9,000. And it was appraised recently for almost $30,000. So you can see how property values and real estate has skyrocketed. And the house next to him, which is a pitifully built house, it's just pitiful.